Welcome to Just Kidding But Seriously podcast. Thanks for joining Cam and Eli as we talk about news, sports, crazy ideas, and complete nonsense every week. Stay with us as we guide you through the facetious minds of our generation. This is JKBS.
What I ordered is we're recording.
I know, bro. This is the perfect way to start out the phone call. I live here in Austin, where Mexican food is almost too common to find, like, awesome Mexican food. So I'm pretty interested in what you guys are getting down with on your Mexican food.
Okay. Well, what we did today, we ordered from some place called Crazy Burrito.
Oh, Crazy Burrito.
Yeah, none of us got burritos. I wanted some tacos. She wanted some chips and dips.
Oh.
So I got like five different tacos.
God damn. Are they kind of like little smaller street tacos, or are they pretty generous tacos?
I think they're like medium size. Oh, I would say medium. Not so big, not so small. They're about $2.25 for each.
What kind of tacos did you get?
Well, I got two steak, two chicken verdes, a pork taco, and I think like a ground beef.
Oh, so you got six tacos. You got seis.
No, I got five, my friend. Two steak, one chicken, one pork.
Oh, I thought you said two chicken. I'm sorry.
No, not two chicken. We're going to Chinese now.
You got that one.
You went a little Asian on me there.
Sorry, I got my accents all mixed up.
No, you're cool, I swear.
My bad.
How's your week going, man? How's work? How's everything going?
Work is work. It's the huge. The week, not too bad.
Glad
the week is over.
Yes, agreed. Yes.
And yeah, just looking forward to next weekend already, man.
Yes, queen.
But yeah, today we went to IKEA. We were looking into buying a little pull-out daybed for the second bedroom in our place, and we were like locked and loaded, ready to get it. And then we realized, like, holy shit, this box is like the entire length of our car. It's not going to fit in our car. So we came home empty-handed.
A bunch of morons. It's a classic. Yeah,
I know, right? Like, I'm not about to rent. I'm not going to rent a fucking U-Haul just to go buy a bed from IKEA that I'm probably going to, like, throw something through the window when I'm trying to put it together.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy. You want to be kicking out windows and stuff just to fit in a friggin' park bench.
Yeah, you're exactly. You're
going to put out the back that nobody's going to sit on. It's just going to rot and get friggin' dust on it.
Exactly. If anything, a hooker is going to die on that bed. I'll tell you that.
Oh, hookers.
But yeah, that's my week. What about you?
Busy week, as always with us. But glad to be in another Saturday, and then tomorrow's Sunday, and then, you know, you got Monday again. So it's the lovely repeat, rinse, and repeat.
Yeah. Other than, you know, change diapers and feed and bathe your baby, do you have anything that, like, you always do on the weekends, like, as a either treat to yourselves or just something that you like doing on the weekends that you might not do during the week?
I would say this is a treat right here, what we're doing. You know, I wish I was sitting in my underwear, but it's a little too chilly right now on these chairs that I sit on. It'd be way too cold. No, but, you know, I'm sipping on a Guinness.
And oh, look at you.
Yeah, I'm a dirty bitch.
So. I actually got a cranberry and cherry sour.
Okay, you're a dirty bitch.
Yeah, I am a dirty bitch. I love sours. I love sours.
Oh, good for you, man. Hey, you like what you like. I've never had one, so I'm not sure.
Well, do you like it? Do you like sour stuff in general, or are you not so much a sour fan?
It depends.
Like Sour Patch Kids?
No, I was more of a sour gummy worm kind of guy.
Oh, well, it's still sour, so you may may enjoy a sour.
So you're probably a big fan of the old apple teenies.
I've actually never had an apple teeny, but I am ready for a handful of those and then a wild night full of stuff I wouldn't normally be willing to do, you know?
Yeah, the worst part about those is you get them in one of those, like, really girly glasses.
Oh, that doesn't bother me one bit.
Okay, well, good. It shouldn't. You should be able to get whatever the hell you want. I'm just saying it's funny because of it's like those martini-looking, like the skinny and then the flat top.
Well, that's your tradish martini glass, so it's notorious for coming in those glasses.
Oh, good.
But, yeah, back in the day once, when I still lived in Altamont, I went to that TGI Fries over by the mall, and I got a martini that had, like, cotton candy in it, and, you know, it just looked, I think I have a photo of it maybe on Facebook somewhere, you know, just this big dude drinking a fucking bitch drink with cotton candy in it, but it was delish.
Sounds pretty good, man. Don't get me wrong, I like a good tasty drink, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. Nice, yeah, I don't care. Tasty. Like, I'm not embarrassed at all. I love drinking ciders. I love drinking fruity drinks, and if it tastes good, then who gives a flying fuck?
Speaking of fruity drinks, we were at Costco earlier because we ran to the outlets today with him, and just to, you know, be out walking around and stuff, and we stopped at Costco to get gas and a few things in bulk, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But we also snagged a little fruit smoothie from the old food stand.
Now, like, when you say smoothie, do you mean like an actual smoothie, or is it just like the $2 like strawberry drink that they have up front or something?
No, it's a fruit drink. They put like a bunch of fruit in it and ice. It's nothing more than that, unless they lie and they just make it in the back and fucking douse it with a bunch of sugar as well. Yeah, it's just fruit, we swear to God.
Yeah, they got the teenager making it's like, oh, I gotta go get some more strawberries from the back, and then he takes your cup in the back and just puts a cup of sugar in there. That's the secret. They tell you that every time. Oh, I gotta take it to the back real quick.
I just picture that because I don't know. It tastes really good. It doesn't taste like there's sugar in it, if that makes sense. It tastes like it's just good fruit and ice, and it's scrumptious.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that Costco did like actual smoothies like that. I thought it was just like a fruity dessert drink that isn't healthy.
No, it's just a fruit drink with like blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, and something else in it. It's really good.
Nice.
It's delicious.
Dude, I miss Planet Smoothie. The closest one is like 2.5 hours away. It's bullshit.
I don't miss that place. Let's talk about that for a second. Actually, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, did you have a falling out with them? They kicked you out and you were like, fuck you. I don't even need you.
No, I used to work there.
When did you work at Planet Smoothie?
Dude, I worked there for, oh my God. I worked there for like 3 years. No Damn. Joke. I was a shift manager. This guy.
Was this like before Best Buy?
It was actually during, like, it was kind of, I was working two jobs at once. I had been doing that for a while.
I feel like I'm having a conversation with someone that I thought I knew, but actually not.
I can't remember how long that I was doing both of them. But I'm trying to remember when I actually worked. I worked there for a long time. I worked there for a while. I worked at two different locations too.
Come to think of it, I think I do remember you mentioning it at some point. But I don't think we actually started hanging out until you had possibly already left Planet Smoothie.
Yeah, because I was clearly not cool enough working at Planet Smoothie.
Because if I knew you worked there earlier, I'd have been hanging out with you earlier, you know, free smoothies.
I should have said that. I should have been like, yo, Cameron Ivy.
Hey, I'm Cameron. I work portable electronics, and I run the smoothie place. Well, so
looks like I got to get some Mexican food at the door. Hold on a second.
Let's get this guy on the call.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get him in. Well, that was successful.
Do you use like Uber Eats or something, or does the place actually deliver?
Yeah, Uber Eats. We don't Sometimes we actually can go out with crew now. He's pretty good in restaurants and stuff, but for the most part on the weekends we usually order and have Uber Eats drop that shit off.
Nice. I never used Uber Eats, but I've used DoorDash a few times.
DoorDash, they're not bad. They're from out west. I've always liked Uber Eats. I think it's just easier. Anyways. So, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, let's see. I saw your note. Something about a Yahoo account, and Yahoo may owe you money if you had an account with them. I don't think I have an account, but Jen might have.
Yeah, so I can touch on that for a second. Obviously, because I'm in the cybersecurity world, and this was interesting to me. So, I had a Yahoo account, but basically if you had a Yahoo account from January 2012 to December 2016, Yahoo owes you money because they didn't protect your data. There's a lawsuit up against them, and it's you can actually file for probably to get some moolah from them.
I feel like there's so many people that...
Yeah, you won't get like, but maybe a cent.
Yeah, everyone would just get like a gift card, like a $4 gift card from Starbucks or something. And
that's so degrading. Here's your $4 gift card. It's not going to be enough to get you even the smallest drink.
I know.
So you're going to have to use your own money to finish the order.
Yeah. Speaking of, was there anything you wanted to touch on in addition to this whole Yahoo thing or no? Because I just thought.
Not really. I just thought it was a pretty interesting topic, and I'm sure anyone listening had a Yahoo account at some point. When they were younger or whatever. So I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Speaking of the $4 Starbucks gift card, it's so funny because on Thursday mornings, I'll usually try to stop by Starbucks on my way to work. And for some reason, whatever reason, the Starbucks closest to my work, like something is always up and they like give out a lot of those like $4 gift cards for inconveniences and stuff. Like, have you ever gotten one of those from them?
No.
Like, they have these free, like...
I'm inconvenienced.
They have these
I want a gift card.
They have these gift cards that say, like, your next one is on us, and they have $4 on them. So, like, let's say if they, you know, fuck your order up, and you're like, oh, like, I ordered an iced latte, not a hot one. They'll be like, oh, let's remake it for you. And then when they give you your new drink, they might hand you this gift card and say, like, oh, your next one's on us. And... You know,
oh my god, that sounds so stupid, but I love it. I want to almost do that on purpose just to get a gift card.
But it's funny because like the last time I went to this one a couple weeks back, I was waiting for my drink and their cold brew thing went down, like how they have it on tap.
Yeah.
And so they told this girl like, hey, our cold brew thing just went down. Can we get you something else? And then they handed her a gift card. And then like 2 minutes later, another girl, same thing. So this Thursday, I was like, you know, I'm going to go get something from this Starbucks, like, you know, my usual Thursday. But I hope that something happens to where I get one of these gift cards. So I ordered a cold brew. I ordered a breakfast sandwich with no cheese because I don't like yellow cheese because I'm a jerk.
Okay.
And they cold brew perfectly fine. And then they hand me my sandwich. I get back to my car. There's cheese on it. So I go back inside. I'm like, oh, hey, this is supposed to be no cheese. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry. Let's remake it for you. And then they give me my sandwich and a $4 gift card. And I was like, this worked out perfectly.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Let's go back. Let's go back to you not liking yellow cheese for a second here.
I thought you might want to touch on that.
Yeah, that's concerning to me. And I want you to explain.
It's garbage. It makes me want to throw up and I will kill you if you put it near me. No, I used to eat it, you know, as a kid, like I would have grilled cheeses like usually, or grilled cheese, excuse me, as a kid. And then for some reason I just developed a passionate, disdain for it. I'm just not a fan. If I have a cheeseburger, it's literally only mozzarella that I will have on a hamburger.
Wow. So wait, you don't do like sharp cheddar. You don't do cheddar unless it's like white cheddar.
Oh, I won't even do white cheddar. The only cheeses that I will, the only cheese, I sound like such a douche. The only cheese that I will eat. the only cheese that I'll eat is like Italian cheeses. So I'll do mozzarella. I can tolerate ricotta. I can kind of tolerate a little bit of Parmesan. And
so you basically overate cheese and outgrew it. I think some people do that to certain things when they're younger.
Like, I didn't devour it as a little kid, so I can't really say why I just
started. Is there a bad memory that sparks from eating it, or do you just feel sick when you eat it?
I mean, neither. I just very much dislike it.
You're just an asshole. Okay.
Yeah, I just
I love much, it. I but at least you own it, though. At least you own it. I mean, you don't like it, you don't fucking like it. Whatever.
Yeah, and I dislike it so much to the fact that if I order a sandwich without cheese and you put cheese on it, I am not going to eat the sandwich. I will either give it back and ask for it to be remade, or someone else is eating it, not me. Fuck that.
I'll eat it for you. I'll eat all of them.
I bet you will.
I love sharp cheddar, white cheddar, American, yellow American. Who cares?
All of it. But yeah, I went down that road because you said a $4 Starbucks gift card isn't enough to, cover an actual drink. And that's exactly what I thought when they were like, here you go, your next one's on us. And I was like, well, not really, because this only covers about 80% of the drink that I would have gotten. But I still appreciate the 80% that you're giving me.
Yeah, for sure. That's pretty cool. I'm definitely going to – how funny would that be if you did that on purpose, though? You're like – you order a cold brew, you get up to the window, and you're like, I ordered a fucking hot, okay?
But, a hot cold brew?
I ordered a hot cold brew.
I want you to take the cold brew. Yeah. Microwave it.
I want you to take this cold brew, put it in the microwave, and then if you can, take a lighter. I want you to light the top, and I want that bitch to be flaming because I don't drink anything else. And I'll also take that $4 gift card. I don't think you're supposed to ask for it. But you just do it ass backwards.
let me get a cold brew bacon. Bacon cheddar egg sandwich and one of those free $4 gift cards that you give out for
If you said it that way, if you said it where you're like, all right, let me get the turkey bacon egg white with the venti cold brew. Go ahead and mess up on that so I can get my inconvenience $4 gift card. You can just throw all of those in that. I'll take an extra sandwich as well if you got those laying around. Make one with cheese, one without cheese, doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's another way you could go about it. Is like, you tell you what, make me this sandwich, but make it incorrectly so that you can tell me, hey, you know what, we're just going to throw this in the trash anyways. Do you want this one too?
Yeah. Let me just do your job for you.
You're going to clean up at Starbucks now.
I heard about these gift cards. You're going to give me one.
That just reminded me of like, what movie is that? Where Jim Carrey like grabs someone by the collar. Oh, Dumb and Dumber. When he grabs the bartender by the collar. You go into Starbucks and you grab them by the shirt and you're like, I know about those fucking gift cards.
What are you talking about, man? I know the inconvenience you guys cause. Give me my gift card now.
They have dinner all the time? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
She comes here for dinner. Oh.
Sorry.
And that's when he leaves and he like notices the picture on the wall and he's like reading it and he's like, no way,
we landed on the moon. Yeah, that should be the same part.
Oh my god, it's classic. Never gets old.
Absolutely, man. Well, speaking of entertaining things, did you give the new Alter Bridge a listen?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. It's really weird when I like a band and an album comes out, there's a lot of times where I'll start to play it. I love it. Boom. Alter Bridge started off like, I don't know about this. Cause like some of the songs that they released early were really like flat to me. Mm-hmm. They seemed really flat, especially on some of the choruses. And I don't know why they were going for that feel, but then I started listening to more of the album and just kept giving it more of a chance. And there's some better songs closer to the end. And I particularly liked, for some reason, anything that Tremonti is singing in, I always like. So The Falling Forever or something, that song is That song is good. I don't know if you've heard that one yet.
I just once, because I, you know, obviously the songs that came out before the actual album, I heard several times, and then I've only listened to the whole album all the way through just once.
Yeah.
So I still have to give it some more listens. But yeah, I kind of feel the same way about you, or kind of feel the same way as you do, like some better songs towards the end. But I don't know, the album as a whole is definitely better than their last, but it's still nothing on there is like hooking me in at all.
Try to give Falling Forever a couple more chances. You'll like, for some reason I was listening to it and I'm like, damn, this is actually really good. Especially just Tremonti's just got that, I don't know, it's very Tremonti type of song, with like Miles layered on top of his high pitch harmonies with him. I think that's when they sound the best in my opinion, especially now. But oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I was at last week, I was at a executive conference for work, and it's right outside a venue in downtown St. Pete, and Alter Bridge was actually here on their tour. I guess they were finishing their tour with Skillet or something. And they were playing that night. I saw their tour bus, but when I was leaving work, there was like a giant line outside. A little jealous, but I didn't want to be there anyways.
That's cool. Yeah, they were here in San Antonio, I think, within the last week or two. And I mean, I like them, but not to the point where I'll drive to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. I mean, San Antonio is like an hour and a half away. I did a couple of years ago when, I don't know if you remember, Trivium and Tremonti toured together. I think in October of like 17 maybe or 16, and we drove to San Antonio for that show, not only because, you know, we like Trivium, but that was my first time and only time seeing Tremonti solo stuff live, so I was like, yeah, I'm down for that. But Alter Bridge, I mean, they're good and their older material is great, but I'm just not going to drive that far to unfortunately.
I mean, I don't, it's got to be someone that I just really want to see if I go see a concert. Even though concerts are fun still. But
I'm like a grandpa with concerts. Like, I just want a seat that I can sit in that's comfortable. I don't want you standing up in front of me because I didn't come to stare at your fucking back. And, like, seriously, we went to, I forget who we went to see. Maybe it was Queens of the Stone Age or something at an amphitheater here. And, you know, we had really good seats, but this girl in front of me just stood up the whole time, and I'm just like, cool, I wish I could see the show that I paid for, but I'm gonna stare at your back now, I guess.
I don't know, most of the bands I like, though, if I go see them, I feel like I'm oldest person there. There's like just a bunch of teenagers that like that music, and I'm like, oh.
Do you still go like see bands like August Burns Red or something, where it's just like younger kids or something?
Well, no, August Burns Red is still got an older crowd because they've been around for a long time. But I won't go. I haven't been to a concert in a long time. The last one we went to was Incubus.
Ooh, we're going to see Incubus next month.
Are you?
Yeah, they're doing that.
Their old tour. Yeah.
20-year tour for Make Yourself, or not Make Yourself. The one with Pardon Me on it. What's that called?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Make Yourself.
Is that Make Yourself? Okay.
Then, yeah, it's Make Yourself Tour.
Good for me. I was right. But yeah,
you were right.
We're going to see them here in Austin next month. So that should be fun.
Are you going to, you better record some videos for me while you're there.
I'll try to get a few. And it's going to be an eventful time month, because a few days before that, we're going to see Tom Segura is filming his next special here, so we're going to see that also.
God, you get to go to a special they're recording? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Is that for Netflix?
I'm sure it's going to be a Netflix special.
So I know Amazon's going to be doing stuff too now.
Mm-hmm.
I think, what was his name?
Jim Gaffigan?
Yeah, I think he did the first Amazon original stand-up. But I think they're probably going to be doing more, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll do some more.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm jealous. Is it all new material? It's all, yeah, it's new special. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be all new stuff.
Do you listen to him and his wife's podcast?
Yeah. I listened to one actually yesterday, the latest one that they released with that girl from that show You, that's also in that movie that Tom's in, Countdown or something.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, before that episode, I probably haven't even heard the last like 10 episodes. I kind of fell off on them because, you know, they can get pretty long. They're like 2.5 to 3 hours long sometimes. And I'm like, that would take me a whole week to listen to just because like I only have a certain amount of time before work and on my lunch break, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I kind of want
to. I haven't listened to it in a while.
I dig into other podcasts that are like, you know, around like the 1 hour mark or something.
Yeah, I think 1 hour is pretty solid. I started listening to Justin Long's podcast. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I like his podcast.
I've always liked him, and he's got good guests on there. A lot of good guests. I listened to the Jim Gaffigan one. He did a one with Jonah Hill, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I listened to that one. It was good.
Jonah Hill sounds like he's 15 years old still.
That he does. I will say,
I think it's funny that I love those podcasts because I love to hear what you would never hear about someone's, like an actor's life and what they struggled through or what they went through. Mm-hmm. And you watch all their movies like Superbad and all that. He's like not even near that type of person. He was like, he doesn't even like making movies like that apparently.
Yeah, it was a good listen. But as far as like, it's not even a comedic podcast, but I also love Armchair Expert with
Dax. Oh, yeah, that's a solid one too.
Those can get a little bit lengthy, but
he has
some really good like deep discussions on there that are just really interesting, so I don't even mind the fact that they can get up to like 2.5 hours long. I think those are really good. That's probably my favorite podcast, honestly.
It's good. He has a lot of good guests too, and I mean, he gets big people on there too, like Ellen DeGeneres and stuff, but he asks, you know, personal questions and people just open up because they almost forget they're on a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I also listened to, did you say you know who Anthony Jeselnik is, or are you unfamiliar with his stuff?
Anthony who?
Jeselnik.
Jeselnik?
He's a comedian. I think I mentioned him once before. But he's got a podcast with a buddy of his that works for the NFL Network, and their joint podcast is on, I think, from Comedy Central, but it's supposed to be like an NFL thing, but they like don't even talk about sports. It's just a lot of inappropriate stuff, and that's one of my favorite ones too.
Okay, yeah, there's a bunch of good podcasts out there, man. It's the way of the world now.
Indeed. Ever since I was like, I got into podcasts, like I rarely listen to music when I'm driving, which is weird because music, I used to be all about it. And now I'm just
kind of
over it. And I appreciate podcasts a lot more.
Yeah, because you can learn shit from all the podcasts out there. There's a bunch of good, knowledgeable ones. And music is good, but I'm right there with you. I listen to it a lot more than music now when I'm driving to and from work. It's just, I don't know. Maybe we're just getting older and we're...
I mean, the music does get a little bit tiring because, like, I don't find new bands a lot often. So not only is the music tiring, but it's just nice to kind of almost feel like you're not a part of the conversation. But, you know, if you're just listening to music the whole time on, you know, when you're on your way to work or on your lunch break, and then you're not really talking to people at work a whole lot, like, your day consists of very little conversation until, like, nighttime when you get home.
Yeah, that's true. Let's talk about a little bit more entertainments.
Entertainments.
You mentioned here, Mr. Black Mirror. I'm not a fan.
Have you? Okay. How much really, of a chance have you given Black Mirror?
I tried to watch an episode on Netflix, and I'm just like, hey.
Oh, you tried to watch one episode.
Yep.
And you're not a fan.
Correct.
That's like saying, I let her try to put a little bit of a ketchup bottle up my butt, and I just don't like it. You know, didn't even give it a shot.
Well, I guess that's fair, but I don't know. It wasn't my cup of tea, you know what I'm saying?
Well, The show is quite, I mean, the show is quite interesting. The movie, I checked out the movie, I think about a week ago, called, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Bandersnatch. I don't know. I think that's how you say it.
That sounds nasty. But, Bandersnatch. Yeah,
but the movie is quite interesting because there are many different pathways the movie can go down, because as you watch it, you're given options as to what you want the character to do. And depending on what you choose for the character to do, the movie, you know, the next scene will be different than if you had chosen, you know, the other option. And there's like several endings to it.
I've heard of this. Some people, sorry to cut you off, but there's some people at work that have talked about this, and I'm just like, last thing I want to do, I already spend enough time scrolling. I can't even find anything to watch on Netflix anymore anyways. I scroll too much, and then I'm like, fuck this. I'm just going to go to Hulu Live and just watch some TV. And then last thing I want to do is select a movie where I have to actually interact with it once I select it.
I thought I was a grumpy old man. You sound pretty grumpy.
Like, no, that's why I thought you'd be in agreement with me, because why the hell do I want to watch a movie that I have to press a button to interact with it?
Because it's intriguing. You've never done that before.
Well, then fuck, I'll turn on my Xbox or my goddamn friggin' PS4 and play some real video games. You know what I'm saying?
I just picture you.
My phone has, you know, better games than that.
When you said, like, I can't even find anything to watch, I just pictured you scrolling through Netflix, and you're like, honey, have you seen The Office? And you're just scrolling for like 5 minutes, and you're just like, fuck this, I'm watching Hulu Live.
Honey, have we seen The Office yet? Fuck it.
Honey, I can't find The Office. Have you seen it?
I'll tell you what, though. The Office, Friends, Scrubs, Parks and Recreations, and what's that other one we watch with the
30 Rock?
Cops? The cops.
Reno 911?
Not Reno, but we do want to start that. Brooklyn 99. That cracks me up, too.
I never seen that.
Oh, well, put it on your watch list on Hulu. I know you have Hulu. You and the wife need to watch it. It's hilarious.
We do. Speaking of Hulu, we want to start watching that Castle Rock. You heard of that?
Yeah, I put it on the list. It looks interesting. I like dark, weird stuff.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet, but it looks really good. So plan on hopefully checking that out sometimes.
Yeah, same here. Let you know how it is. I get to it first. I'm gonna get to it first. It's gonna be real nasty. Nasty.
I also got into some hot.
No, you go first.
Now, I was gonna say I got into some Nazi zombies for the first time
last week. So I don't think I've ever played that one, World War II one. I never played it. I stopped buying Call of Duty like years ago.
Yeah, I mean, the last two that I have several, but I buy them like a couple of years after they come out because I just don't give a fuck about them on release day, kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, the two zombies that I've played in the past like 6 or 7 years are, I think, Black Ops 3 and then World War II. So World War II is the one I'm playing now. And even in Black Ops 3, though, I feel like they integrated such a deep kind of sense of missions to accomplish in the Nazi zombie kind of side game that like it's just like I want to play Nazi zombies so that I can turn my brain off and not have missions to accomplish.
Yeah, you know, just want to kill a bunch of zombies and see how long you can last.
Yeah, like
that's what she said.
Good call. Because as far as I know, I don't think you can even board up the walls anymore. In World War II, so there, once they come through, there's no way to build the walls back up. So
what kind of a zombie game is that? That's how you get more money. That's how you.
You get more money by killing these mofos.
Well, with that, but you also used to get money for boarding up the wall windows, and then it gives you more time to run around. Mm-hmm. That'd be so funny if like it was like instead of it where you know like you would hold the button to. And the boards like go up slowly like they did. It'd be way funnier if they actually made him like screw everything in like really fast. So you're like holding it and he's like and he's like he's having to like change the bolt and put
it in. So not gonna lie, that would probably be pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's just too much now. Like there's, you know, different power-ups that you can get in it, and you've got like so many missions to accomplish, and
yeah,
like it's almost like a Zelda game to the point where I kind of have to.
I love Zelda. Oh,
I'm not a Zelda fan, but you know how like I remember the Zelda game that was on N64.
Uh huh.
I would watch my friends play it, and I'd be like, "How do you know what to do without a strategy guide? Like this shit is so ridiculous."
I don't know.
Because, like, with this zombie thing, like, I have to Google, like, how to actually complete the mission because there's so much shit that you have to do and it just seems very unclear. And this is me going into my grandpa mode. I just want regular zombies, man. Don't want a whole bunch of fucking chores to do.
I hear you. That's why you should download Call of Duty Mobile. I'm telling you.
I downloaded it this afternoon based on your recommendation, but haven't actually played it yet.
It's fun. If you get a chance to play it tonight. I only did it because it looked cool, and it actually has some of the older level maps. One of them was Crash from, I can't remember which Call of Duty it was, but it was one of the good Call of Duties. It's where it has the helicopter split in half in the middle, and then buildings and stuff.
Okay, I think I remember that one.
Yeah, you'll remember it, but it's on your phone. It's good graphics. It's made by Activision. It's legit. And you can obviously, if you want to like really get into it, you have to buy more stuff to upgrade like faster, I guess, but you can just play it for free and have fun with it and just level up. And it's pretty sweet.
Are you playing against other people or?
Yep. Oh yeah. I was playing last night against like, I'm like a level 11 right now, 'cause I haven't played that much, but I was playing like 20s and 30 levels, and they were destroying me. So
yeah, dude, Call of Duty online play is like, it's very, it's fun when you're doing great, and then when you're not doing great, it's like, why do I even fucking do this?
That's why you have to like play it like every single day to get better at it, and because it's all timing and just being used to the maps and stuff.
I'm gonna have to tell Jen, like, babe, I'm quitting my job. Playing Call of Duty full time.
You can do it now. You can do it.
You got my back, right? You can support.
No, seriously. I mean, people have turned. They don't. I'm surprised they don't have Call of Duty channels and tournaments and stuff like they do for what's that one game? It has his own channel on
Fortnite.
Fortnite and the other one. God, I forget what it's called. It's Fortnite and then I'm blanking out. I can't remember what it's called, but it's another like type like Fortnite, I guess.
I mean, I'm sure they do have tournaments for that, and I'm sure people win tons of money for spending all their time doing that. Wish I could.
Yeah. Bunch of losers. And then they also do Mario Kart on mobile now. They just released that too, which is pretty sweet.
Oh snap! I remember Mario Kart. Back in the day, it was amazing.
Download. That's the two games I have, and I play them on like my lunch break at work. Just kind of escape. Looking at a giant screen to looking at a small screen.
I'll have to check them out. Yeah, like ever since. How long have you been working in your cybersecurity job?
Over a year.
Have you noticed that when you're at home? Or when you're just out and about, like maybe on the weekend, do you use your phone less than you did before you started, like looking at a screen for 8 hours a day?
I don't know. Not necessarily, because I've always been working. And even before that, I've had other office jobs and stuff where I'm always on the computer.
Oh, okay.
Because I've been doing that for years. So I would say it's been, let's see, been over 5 years since being in an office outside of like Best Buy and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, I've only been in the office setting for maybe like, you know, in middle of December, it'll be a year and a half. So I guess right now it's been like, what, 16 months or something?
You've been there for 16 months?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Time's flying. they like when I get home, you know, at night during the week or even on the weekends, just hanging out, like I use my phone much less than I used to. Like when I was just working retail, like I hardly, I look through social media a lot, but I'm like, I'm never posting that much to social media. And other than social media, I don't have a whole lot that I utilize my actual smartphone for.
I mean, that makes sense though.
Cause yeah, like,
it's a bad habit. Especially like when I get home, it's a bad habit to, the best thing to do is obviously put your phone somewhere away from you, not in your pocket. So you don't even think about it, and then you can pay attention to other things that are more important.
Agreed. But yeah, it's part of my job to basically like test, you know, post stuff on websites or test out websites that are being built. And I'm just like, last thing I want to do is go on a bunch of fucking websites. And it's so funny.
Hey, that's fair.
It's so funny because now when I like visit a website on my phone, like for, let's say it's just for something I'm trying to look up on my own on the weekend, and I see that like their mobile website like has something that's not aligned properly or is out of place, like I notice it right away, and I'm just like, oh my god, these fucking tool bags don't even know that their mobile website looks like complete garbage.
Oh my god, I can't even tell you how many times when I pull up someone's website and it doesn't, like, you know, when you pull it up and it looks like it's almost a little too zoomed in and you have to like, you can't see the entire page.
Mm-hmm.
It happens more often than not, because it happens with plenty of websites that I have to pull up when I'm looking at companies and stuff, prospecting. And it's so frustrating when people don't have it formatted like correctly.
I got you, man. Do you ever have to like, do you only interact with clients, or do you have to like call, like cold call or anything and be like, hey, do you want website to be secure, you sack of shit?
No, I definitely cold call. Cold call, email, LinkedIn. I also, I'm cold calling like C-level people. So that's always fun because I deal with like assistants, and it's a grand old time. It's real, real exciting. Yeah,
more props to you, because god, I would not fit in that kind of environment. It's not easy.
I'll tell you that. It's not easy. You have to kind of be able to just let it go, but it's also really fun to, you know, deal with it too. And when you actually get somebody and you schedule some time, if they get interest, it's fun to get them cold.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you're like, you know, I don't know. It fires me up. That's for sure.
You hang up the phone and you're like, I just sold you a bunch of stuff you probably don't even need, you fucking moron.
No, not necessarily, but yeah, it's that feeling for sure.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, that's definitely respectable. I just get so mad so easily, and I don't like talking to people, and I don't like selling stuff. So, like, if I had to have a sale,
absolutely. I get so fucking mad, dude.
Do you have no idea that like curse at you or anything?
One time a guy told me to jump off a cliff. Another time someone told me to call him back in 10 years. And I said, do you have your calendar in front of you? let's go ahead and put that in. That's the way you have to be, because it's like, I mean, if you're going to fuck with me and give me that 10-year nonsense or even a year, like, let's pull up that calendar and let's put that shit in, because you're so busy. And they're not. They act like they're so busy, but they're really not. They just get a lot of people calling in like me. They're just always annoyed. So,
yeah,
it's all timing. It's all timing what your product is and if they're interested, or if you get them on a good day.
Yeah, I just get very defensive, and I don't like trying to convince people to do stuff. So I remember one time at Best Buy, you know, I asked, this guy would come in and buy games, like video games, all the time. And so I don't know why he didn't have a rewards card, but I asked him, I'm like, do you have, huh?
What an idiot.
Yeah, I know, right? But I asked him, I'm like, do you have a rewards card? And his response, he should have just said no. because that was a yes or no question. And he said, no, and I don't want one. And so I said, good, because I wasn't going to offer you one.
I can totally picture you doing that too.
Like, if you come at me with that kind of bullshit, I'm like, hey, I'm just asking you a yes or no question. I'm not trying to push anything on you, but if you're going to be a fucking dick to me, I hope your whole family gets in a car accident. And don't even test me.
Well, that's fair. God, I miss being like Best Buy, just walking around. Like, I would be, I don't know if you ever did this, but well, you worked in customer service and up front more often, but when I worked in every different department in the store, being there 6 years and like Geek Squad everywhere. But it was so fun to just like, I feel like I would almost, when I'm working a shift, like I would literally be everywhere in the store. That's how, like, if someone needed help, I just wanted to, like, it kept it kind of exciting because I would go in different departments and just start helping random people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'd get yelled at because we had the radios. Somebody would be like, hey, where's Cameron? Why isn't he in gaming? And I would I'm in TVs. Why is Cameron moving around everywhere? Like, it's because I'm an all-star, okay? It's because I know everything.
I remember them sometimes asking, like, you know, if it would be, like, packed in home theater. I remember, or computers. I remember there would be days where they would, like, if it was kind of
always computers,
slow up front,
always computers too.
Yeah, if it was slow up front, they would just come up to me and they'd be like, hey, go help out in computers. And I'm like, I just want to be like, are you fucking stupid? Like, I know that you're grasping at straws and I might be all that you have, but you literally want me to go up to people and say, hey, can I help you? And then tell them that I can't answer their questions. Like, that sounds so stupid to me.
Hey, can I help you? Yeah, actually, I had a question about this Mac over here. Yeah, I don't know anything about Macs, but I could certainly stand here and actually try to help you.
I can help you.
You need to know anything about fucking snacks or what kind of snacks you want to eat when you're using this computer?
Ma'am, I don't know a fucking thing you just said, but I can help you Google it if you don't mind.
Come on, let's Google it. Let's see these computers work well. Look at these test computers. Look at this. You might know more than me.
You could teach me a thing or two. I might buy this computer after I'm done talking
to you. Sometimes that's how I had to be. I had to kind of learn on the fly too when I was helping people. I'd be like, I don't know, man. Let's figure this out. I'm gonna Google this shit.
God, if a salesperson said that to me, I'd be like, you know, I'm okay. Just
well, you know what, Eli? Let's Google that shit. I don't know. Let's take a look and see why Samsung phones suck.
It's like imagine going to the doctor and you're like, so I've had this cough for 3 months, and the guy's like, oh my god, let's look up and see what
that is. Oh my god.
He's just like, you might have cancer. Should probably go check.
We're sorry, sir. You seem to have cancer. Let's go ahead and punch that in there. Sorry about that. That sounds you like bad ahead. News. Still want to ring this sour gummy bag up?
God, it's. I used the whole cough as a scenario because I still got my damn cough. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you need to get that thing checked out. You're like dying over it.
I went to the doctor's about a week ago. They gave me some prescription cough medicine in pill form that I haven't been taking as much as I should take.
Yeah, what'd they give you? Xanax? Some friggin' Xanax. Ibuprofens?
No, they gave me, I forget what it's called, but it was cheap.
Xanax?
Xanax. Isn't that very different?
No. Depression? Yeah, that's a bad one. A lot of people get it.
Be fucked up if they were like... They prescribed me Xanax, and I'm like, I came in here for a cough, and they're like, oh yeah, we know, but you look like you fucking hate your life. So
just that'd be so funny if they came out with a new slogan for it too, and you started seeing commercials for it. All right, hooked on Xanax instead of hooked on phonics.
Hooked on Xanax.
Actually, that's not funny at all because there's a lot of people that deal with that shit.
Dude, speaking of. I just remembered the whole, like, I hate my life thing that I just said, and made me think of this commercial that kind of doesn't have anything to do with it, but you watch Hulu, so I hope you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's it's for the UPS store, where this guy at a grocery store is talking to this woman who's pushing a shopping cart with her kid in it. Okay. Have you seen a commercial on Hulu like that?
I don't know. Keep going.
Like, she bumps into this UPS guy at the store, and he's talking about, like, printing. And she's like, oh, I didn't know you printed. And he's like, oh, well, yeah, we do
this. Yes, and yes. That and that. Yes.
And then it cuts to he's got a long beard, and then the kid in the shopping cart is now, like, 4 years older. And then it cuts to the kid, and he's like, I can't feel my legs. And he's just got, like, such a dead, like, dead stare, like, not even trying to be funny, that it's hilarious.
I don't remember that part, but I do remember the, like, we do this and this and that. Oh, I didn't know you
printed. Well, they have several versions of that.
Okay, so maybe it was a different one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to YouTube that and send it your way.
Yeah, send me that real hot. Send it over like hotcakes, and I'll watch it. Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on to news. Let's get real hot.
Hell yeah, man.
Alaska man arrested after memory card with footage of a woman being beaten to death found on street. ETF. The hell does ETF mean?
That's a good call.
Eastern time fuck. Oh, we love both, it. Let's
both went a different way on that middle word, but we were around the same.
We were around the same thought, yeah. Eastern.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's been charged with murder with after a memory card containing videos and images showing him assaulting, and murdering a woman in a hotel room was found on the street. Okay, so yeah, that's not very funny at all. I thought this was going
to be
39 horrifying images and 12 videos. Good lord. It's believed to be that Smith took the images and videos himself. Why? Because it seems like a freaking point of view. Idiot.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought this article was interesting because it reminded me of an episode of Black Mirror. But since we know where you stand on that, we'll just brush.
Maybe I'll give it a try down the road when I don't have life ahead of me. Maybe one day, we'll see. I'll give it a try. We'll see. Maybe one day.
All right.
I'll check it out later. See you later.
But yeah, pretty disturbing story to say the least.
Yeah, that's a bad one. Glad that they caught him, though. That's great. All hail memory cards?
Yeah. Go out to your local electronic stores and buy some memory cards.
Yeah, everybody that fucking doesn't buy memory cards and batteries, those are far and few now. Let's go show our support, fucking assholes.
Imagine tomorrow we've got like 4 million listens and there's lines outside of Walmart for memory cards, and they're like, we didn't have enough memory cards to prepare for this.
It's the memory card epidemic. There's people like tenting out and stuff. Is this Black Friday already? The hell happened here? All right. Kill it immediately. Whoa. Yeah, invasive fish that can breathe air, survive on land, found in Georgia. Good God. Sounds like an alien.
Yeah, dude, they're telling people, like, if you find this thing, just kill it. Like, don't try to capture it and keep it alive. Just fucking murder it.
I don't understand. Like, is it a new species?
I don't know if it's entirely new. I'm sure it's very uncommon.
That's probably, like, a northern snakehead in a pond on a private property. Like, in the first time that the invasive fish has found in the state, according to DNR, the department. Advice for the Georgia residents should do upon finding a northern snakehead which can breathe is simple. First, residents should not release the fish. Secondly, kill it immediately.
And freeze it.
Why? What in the world? Oh, this thing looks crazy.
Dude, it looks like a damn snake had sex with a fish. It's ridiculous.
That sounds hot. I love it.
That's fucking hot.
That's slippery. That's a slippery slope, my friend.
And it says they have a long dorsal fin that runs along their whole back, and they have a dark brown blotchy appearance. Yeah, this thing looks pretty disturbing.
Better calm down with those descriptions, buddy.
Sorry, man.
Get me all hot and bothered over here.
I'll
crazy.
I'll tame that down. What were you gonna say?
I don't know. That's just that's weird. That's crazy. It's probably like a radioactive snake fish pond alien thing. Kumachigger.
Yeah. All the
but kill it immediately.
All the Sour Patch kids that these fish are eating.
Breeding. Look out for the vegans. Fish. The vegans are coming after that article.
Mm-hmm. They ate everyone. Even this ugly ass fish.
Mm-hmm. You said it, girl. Praise the Lord. Forever chemicals are in your popcorn and your blood. I love that. Let's go ahead and just pop into this little article here. Forever chemicals are in your popcorn and your blood. Food packaging can contain a group of chemicals called PFAS, so PFAS, which have been linked PFAS. Well, I like to PFAS. Been linked to immune, thyroid, kidney, and reproductive health problems. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it goes into saying, you know, the next time you pick up pizza from your favorite pizzeria and toss the box in your front seat, think about why the grease doesn't saturate through the cardboard onto your upholstery. I would have thought that that's just a good quality box, but apparently there's more to it than that.
So what's in the box? What's in the box?
I think it's what's in the food, not in the box.
What do you mean by that? So you're saying that pizza, there's chemicals in pizza that makes it not leak through the box? What?
Maybe.
Okay. Do tell. Dive in.
Well, I was just going to say it goes on, doesn't really go too in depth into the pizza thing, but it says, or when you hear your popcorn bursting in the bag in your microwave, consider why the oil doesn't ooze out and the paper doesn't burst into flames, even when some of the kernels are black. So whatever these chemicals are, they do some interesting shit to help protect things. Oh, but
just all popcorn? There's no good popcorn to eat then? So that's just for all popcorn? They put chemicals in it?
Well, probably a lot of microwave popcorn. But yeah, while these things are, I guess, you know, helping to make sure that your popcorn doesn't get set on fire or your car seat doesn't get dirty, they're actually killing your insides.
Oh my God. I mean, I believe it. Well, if you think about it, like, did you know that like grocery stores, they put chemicals on the fruits and vegetables to make them look brighter?
Well, the Walmart's definitely not, because their produce looks like fucking garbage.
Well, I wouldn't buy produce from fucking Walmart, Eli. So number one, Mr. Texas.
Just saying, in a pinch, you might have to. I prefer to use our...
In a pinch, I ain't eating fruit. All right? In a pinch.
You're getting that McFlurry?
Yeah. Oh God. All right. Well, that's disturbing. So don't eat popcorn, and you'll be okay, I guess.
And don't eat pizza unless you make it yourself with all fresh ingredients.
All right. This one definitely deserves a tonight at 11. This woman wants to ban cheap Halloween candy from her affluent neighborhood.
Yeah, first off, this woman sounds like a real bitch, not gonna lie.
Sounds like a real bitch.
Sounds like a bitch.
Hey, I was gonna go Stewie there. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, it sounded like you were going there, so I was kind of going there with you.
I can't remember the scene, but he's like, don't be a bitch. Wait, the way he says it, I don't know, it's hilarious. So did you read in this article what's...
I mean... What it boils down to is supposedly this very kind of posh neighborhood. This woman kind of got fed up with, you know, I'm assuming she has a kid that goes trick-or-treating in the neighborhood, and she got fed up with the candy that her kid maybe was coming home with. So she launched into what looks like a pretty lengthy Facebook post. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a group of...
No, like, I think it's Twitter. I think it's Twitter.
Well, Twitter.
No, nope, nope, yep, yep, it is Facebook. You're right. You're right.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. The first
one is Facebook.
But yeah, I don't know if this is like a Facebook group that all the residents belong to, or just like she happens to be friends with them. But she launched into this whole, you know, Halloween is 6 weeks away. and I've noticed my son's candy stock has become more and more diluted with cheap candy. I don't know if this trend is the result of the referendum.
What candy is not cheap?
Well, here she goes into Dum Dums, Smarties, and Jolly Ranchers may be suitable for Northlake, Villa Park, and Addison, but not here in Elmhurst. We are an affluent neighborhood, and this status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween.
What is he wanting? What kind of candy is he talking about? Like 100 grand?
Well, that's what she gets into next. She says standard size candy is the bar we set for our community on Halloween. She says if you purchase the fun size, you don't need to return them. Just keep in mind that 3 or 4 of those fun size bars is about the standard size of a bar. And then she basically goes into saying, like, you should be giving out at least regular size candy bars, if not king size candy bars, to all these kids.
Wow, she's probably getting destroyed by her neighborhood for doing this.
Oh my God, I hope someone broke into her house and fucking.
Could you imagine if there was if they all got like pitchforks and and let torches and stuff, and they were all like marching to in front of their house. And the husband's just like, God damn it, Gina. I told you not to say anything.
They're just dumping like Dum Dums and Jolly Ranchers on her front lawn and melting.
There's just like marshmallows melted all over her fucking trees in the front yard. And, I don't know. You ever forked anyone's yard before where you just put a bunch of forks in their front lawn?
I have never heard of forking someone's yard.
Yeah, forking is great. You just take plastic forks and you put forks all in their grass. It's hilarious.
Is that to like fuck up their lawnmower or something? Or what's
no, it's because they have to go take it out of their they have to take it out one by one.
You're like, we do it every Christmas. Are you kidding me?
It's terrible. It's the worst. If it gets done to you.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
I'll tell you what though, if anybody ever TPs or does shit to my yard because of crew or whatever kids we have, I will hunt them down and I will smear something nasty on their face.
Feces? It's gotta be feces.
Yeah, it'll be that. They'll get it, little shits.
Yeah, dude, everything's funny when you're younger, and then when you turn into an adult, everything just loses its humor and you realize,
yes, oh,
this is serious business we're talking about.
Those times are fun though. Doing that, yeah. And they open their garage, and everybody starts running.
I could picture you, like, your house gets TP'd, like you catch the kids doing it, and you just start yelling, like, you know, if you've got so much disposable toilet paper, just give it to me. You know how much toilet paper fucking costs? Like,
oh God.
That is expensive, though. No, I'm probably going to...
Yeah, we get ours at Costco. Bulk. Got to get it in bulk.
Ooh, you get like the 70-pack or what?
Yeah, you got to get the Kirkland pack. It's nice and soft.
Do you have to make 2 trips because the pack of toilet paper just takes up your whole car when you go on the first trip?
Yeah, basically, it's huge. I'm one of those people, by the way, when you get like a bunch of groceries, you can't do that with Costco stuff, but when you get a bunch of groceries from like Publix or a grocery store, and you have like a huge amount of bags, like I try to like get them all in my arms and I want to make 1 trip. I hate making multiple trips, but if I can make it 1 trip, I'm going to do it. And it's going to be my mission.
Yeah. See here, we in Austin, they have a ban on those small plastic bags or at least they did for a while. Some stores are now doing it again. And so we use like the larger, you know, reusable bags, and those it's harder to make, you know, carry several of those at one time. Just because they're much larger. So you're fitting the contents of maybe 4 to 5 small plastic bags inside one of those reusable bags. So I'll try to do like 2 or 3 at a time, but sometimes I'm just like, my finger's going to fucking fall off if I have to walk another foot with this stuff on there.
I know, it's like pinching one of your nerves. You're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're like, well, that finger's never going to kiss that finger goodbye.
Whatever, it was worth it.
Hell yeah.
So woman finds frightening discovery inside of her toilet. What was it?
It is a snake that's eating a rat in the toilet.
That is a fucking nightmare.
Like, it'd be creepy,
by the way,
to just find the snake or just find the rat, but to find a strangled rat being eaten by a snake when you lift up your toilet seat, that's pretty disturbing.
Yeah, first of all, why is there a rat in your toilet unless the snake brought it in there with it?
Well, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I was going to say, you don't keep rats in your toilet? What the hell's wrong with you?
No. But God, that just disturbs me.
Yeah, I would probably, like, if that were the case, would you just shut the door and call, like, some pest control? Or would you try and kill the snake yourself if it was, like, not extremely large?
I have no idea. I would go get a fucking... I would bomb the house. I would literally blow my house up. I would burn it down to flames. There's no way I'm just going to call somebody.
I'm right there with you.
Like, we're going to grab everything that we need and we're going to fucking bomb that bitch. It's going to explode and we're going to move.
You're standing across the street watching your house burn down, and then you see the snake, like, swivel, like, you know, slither right by you, and you're just like, God damn, it's not even in the house.
God damn it, he got away. That son of a bitch. Where was that? Wasn't America, was it? Was it in Australia or something?
It was, let's see, Queensland. Yeah, Australia,
I think. Okay, thank God. That's usually where that happens. I know it can probably happen here, but not like Australia. Australia, they don't, apparently the snakes love toilets.
Toilets.
Anyways, Kellogg partners with gay rights group for All Together cereal, and Twitter is not happy. Whoa.
What it should say is a bunch of bigots on Twitter are not happy.
Oh, did you see the box? This is great.
Yeah,
I love how it affects people too. I love how it's like can you imagine, like, let's just pick on an old white couple, because that just makes sense. Like, an old white couple, the wife comes home with groceries and you see this Kellogg's box, like, it's like an 80-year-old friggin' grandpa. He gets the box of cereal, he's like, what the fuck is this shit? Mm-hmm. It just says All Together, and he's like, I mean, that's who I picture it, like, affecting it all. Like, who cares?
Yeah, like, I'm all for it. The only thing I don't like is the fact that I think the box of cereal costs like $20. And
what?
I think a lot of the proceeds are donated to, like, certain organizations. So that's great, but I'm not going to pay $20 for a box of cereal. But other than that,
I don't even like Kellogg's.
Other than that, like, I'm all for it. And I especially love that so many people are, like, letting this kind of raise their blood pressure so high. Cause,
yeah, you know, like, who gives a shit, man?
You know, just
it's not a big deal.
Let your blood pressure go up and don't even be here on this earth anymore if you're going to be a fucking loser like that.
Agree. It's not even, it really makes me, it makes me mad that people get mad about it. The thing that I get annoyed with is when it's forced upon to, like, you know what I mean? Like, when people have to, like, openly, like, make it a big deal. That makes sense.
I'm not sure that I follow, but...
What I mean by that, not getting into a topic, I'm saying, like, when it's, like, made to be, like, like using it as something to get attention on something, when it just be you and just that's it. Like, you don't have to come out and make a big story on it because you're a, I don't know, gay basketball player. You know what I mean? More so just, like, be who you are and don't make a big deal about it. But I think it also has to do with the media too.
I mean, it's not
the media probably blows it up.
Not only is it the media, but at the same time, my thing is that, you know, people always make the argument, like, hey, if you want to be gay or bisexual or whatever, that's fine. Just don't shove it in my face. I understand where they're coming
from. Like religion.
Yeah, I understand where they're coming from. But at the same time, you know, gay people, bisexual people have felt you know, oppressed for so long that if they can, if they can flaunt their stuff, then of course they want to, because they don't, they shouldn't have to be fearful of it anymore. So it's kind of like,
You have a point there. That's a good point. You know, I didn't think of it like that.
Cause like 56, I mean, it's still not perfect nowadays. You still have to kind of be, you know, depending on where you are in the world or this country, you still got to be, you know, afraid of people doing fucked up shit because of it.
Yep. But,
you know, think back in the 50s or 60s or something, like you couldn't just be openly out about it for the most part and everyone's going to be cool. So the fact that more people are open to it nowadays and you have that freedom to just be proud and loud about it, like do it. Like,
no, you have that's a good point. I didn't think of it that way. Look at you, man. I love it.
All I do is crush tacos, drink sours, and make good points. That's what I'm about.
I love it. Let's wrap it up with Would You Rather.
Ooh, yeah. I came up with one good Would You Rather. I think it's a doozy. I'll tell you what, which way Jen went, which way I would go. So it's a Would You Rather, and it involves how you would rather die. You have two scenarios. Would you rather die by trying to take a selfie at the Grand Canyon and losing your footing, and it becomes this giant news story? So not only do you have the, oh my God, I'm falling, and then you're like panicked for 30 seconds until you plummet to your death, but then it becomes a bit, then it becomes a big story, like, oh, Cameron Ivey from Tampa, Florida was a fucking idiot and tripped over the Grand Canyon trying to take a selfie, and everyone's just like, you know, I don't get why these people have to be stupid and take selfies, just appreciate the view in front of you. So everyone basically thinks like, this guy's a fucking tool bag.
Who cares?
Or you can die in a bizarre like sex act. Like you love having a belt strapped around your neck or something. Ooh. And the whole world doesn't find out, but your family finds out.
Oh God.
So relatives find out about your weird sex thing that wound up costing you your life. Which would you rather have happen? You fall off the Grand Canyon and everybody thinks you're an idiot? Or sex act and your family finds out?
Oh man, that is tough. Because honestly, thinking about it when you're alive, you kind of like, I don't fucking care. Because it's not going to matter once I'm dead. But, okay, so if you die by the sex act, nobody outside of your family finds out? Just your family? Wouldn't it get out regardless?
I mean, it's not going to be, it's not
like going to be a national...
It's not going to be a national thing because, you know, at the Grand Canyon, you might have 100 people that witnessed you falling.
Yeah.
It's going to be a thing. And then the paramedics are
going to... I'd rather do the sex act. I'd rather die by family finding out about my sex act.
Hell yeah, man. That's what I chose. I think Jen chose the Grand Canyon.
Screw the Grand Canyon, because that's... Like, fuck that. I'm not going to die from being an idiot. I'd rather die from being a freak, because everybody's a freak in their own way.
Hell yeah, man. Tell you what.
If
Lauren and Jen both go before us, you and I have a pact. I'm older than you, so if we're both still alive when I turn 80, we both have a bizarre sex act suicide pact thing where you and I just both punch our own tickets in a weird fucked up sex.
It's gotta involve genuine leather. Yep, it's got to find genuine leather. I want brown leather. Yeah, snakes.
Well, lucky for you, I don't have a preference on the color of the leather, so whatever you want, I'm game.
There you go. I'm game. Yeah, queen.
Hell yeah, man. Well,
listeners out there, which one would you rather? Would you rather die taking a selfie in the Grand Canyon and look like an idiot? And then it getting nationally televised and reported on? Or would you rather die from a weird ass sex act and your family finds out? I don't know. Think about it. Let's get weird. And if you have any other weird scenarios like that, that would you rather, shoot them our way. jkpspodcast@gmail.com. Anything else you got to let you know before we sign off?
No, I think that's it, man. Try and come up with your own would you rathers for next time. I'm curious what's on your mind.
You don't want to know what's on my mind.
Oh, all right.
But you will know, because I'm not going to hold back, silly bitch.
Dirty. All right, well, until next time, my friend.
Iron Man. See you guys.
All right. Enjoy your Mexican.
Peace. Totes my goats.
Totes. Bye-bye.
See you later. We'll see you later.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. I'm walking out the door. All right. Closing shop.
All right. Hanging up my
phone. All right. We're hitting the lights.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Good night.
Yeah.
All right. Love you.
Thanks for listening to Just Kidding But Seriously with Cam and Eli. If you enjoy our rants and wild nonsense, check us out every week on iTunes and Spotify. You can also email us at jkbspodcast@gmail.com. Again, I'm Cam Ivey, an all-around decent guy. Until next time, don't take life so seriously. I'm just kidding. But seriously.